sides?
I'd say so, because my mother was, and I don't know. I think they came over there, North Carolina.
So are those the grandparents or the great-grandparents?
I'd say my grandparents came over there from North Carolina.
Do you know if any of your ancestors fought in the Civil War?
Yes, I had. I don't know. I guess my grandfather was too old to fight, but my daddy, he was a boy when the Civil War was on. He was too young to go to war. But he had some brothers that went to war.
Some of your father's brothers?
Yes. My father had two brothers. I know it was in the war. The Civil War.
And they fought with the Union?
Yes, I had an uncle, my father's brother, fought in the Union, and he had a younger brother that, he went on the other side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he died as measles in the camp.
Was that during the war?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, he was in the camp when they had the measles.
They had an epidemic of measles?
Yeah, they had about everything, you know, time like that. The exposure, I guess, makes it worse on them.
Now, what's your wife's age?
She was 71. She passed away about 6 years ago.
And what was her religion?
She belonged to the same church as I did.
And about the same education as you?
Yeah. Well, she went to high school. Only way out to go to high school then, see, the roads were bad and you didn't have no way much. You had to either go. You could go to horseback, Dongverse, where she went to high school. But she boarded in there.
Where was the high school?
Yeah, I mean, she went, she had to get back in there, in other words, you might say. She had her rooms and some other girls, you know, and they're kind of like going to college now.
Sure. Now, was that in Jonesboro?
Yes, sir. That's the only way they had a high school there, and that's the only way you get. I can tell you just a minute if you want to listen to, you know,
yes, I do.
Write this down. Now, I had a cousin who was telling about the education and how much different it is now, but now the requirement's pretty tough to go to college. You've got to have a high school diploma. But I had a cousin, and he went through the same school I did, eighth grade, and he studied there. Now, he had a sister that went to high school, and he said that his sister didn't have anything that he didn't take except Latin. She took Latin.
Is that right?
And by the way, he entered Maryville College just as that eighth grade.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yeah, you couldn't do that today.
No, so that elementary school was really about...
Yeah, just about like high school, like high school. Almost. Yeah. Maybe you didn't, if you took Latin or you took French, something that way, it was extra.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd tell you that's kind of the way it
is. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because so many people didn't have opportunity to go to school, anywhere other than a local school, you know, eighth grade.
Wow.
They had this old, I forget now what the arithmetic was, Jones arithmetic, believe it. And if you knew that, you could just about calculate anything. Mm-hmm. You had to stay 2 years in it.